Welcome to Sunday Life, a radio and podcast program of Life Church in Boston. You can find us on the web at lifechurchboston.org. God's Word is taking off from where you are right now and rising to build you up on the way to your destiny. Let's climb on board. Praise the Lord. Better than that. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. You know, when we say that, we there's a lot of things and a lot of people that get praise and appreciation and what have you, but who deserves praise more than our God?
Amen.
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 Amen. So we need to be enthusiastic about praising Him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, welcome to Life Church, everybody. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Rockin' Clark. I'm the senior pastor here at Life Church. I have that privilege. Amen. And we are in the middle of, we're nearing the end of a series on the Sermon on the Mount. Amazing. It's taken us the better part of a year. But God's been bringing some amazing revelation through the leadership team, amen. You know, I have friends in ministry, and I tell them, well, you know, I preach the second Sunday of January, and then I didn't preach again till Easter, and they say, what? And I'm having a great time, and then I said, and then I preach Easter, and I probably preach again in October, and they can't believe it. But I'm excited about what God is doing, bringing revelation through other members of the body, because that's actually part of what we are supposed to be doing in the church. You know, in Ephesians chapter 4, the Apostle Paul writes, he gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers to prepare God's people for works of service. Now, the picture there is that of a coach. And as you know, the coach doesn't shoot three-pointers, at least not during the game. Amen? I mean, he or she may shoot three-pointers, you know, after the game or before the game or to demo something, but not during the game. In fact, during the game, the coach is usually in a three-piece suit. And the players are out there sweating it on the court, actually putting in work and putting points on the scoreboard. Amen?
Yes, yes.
Amen. The coach doesn't put the points on the scoreboard. Right, God called me to be a coach, okay? And he called you all to put the points on the scoreboard. Amen, amen. And I'm just so grateful, so thankful to see you all putting points on the scoreboard and lacing up your Adidas and your Nikes and whatever and just getting, you know, doing the drills, what have you. It is exciting. Because God's going to do great things through all of us working together. Amen? Amen. Well, as you know, as I said, we're nearing the end of a series on the Sermon on the Mount, but on first Sundays we have communion and we rotate between testimonies, questions and answers, and prayer, and this time it's testimonies. Amen. So we're going to do it a little differently. This time we're going to break up into small groups for you all to share testimonies intimately and more intimately, and then we will... after the small groups, then we'll see if anyone has something they want to share with the entire congregation. Amen? Amen. All right, so we're gonna break up the men. We're gonna have the men. We're gonna have. I think we have enough for at least one male group, but maybe two, and we'll have probably two, maybe three female groups. So I'm gonna ask. Let's see, Paulia and Gail to head up. I want you to head over this way and just, yeah, sort up a, you know, put together a women's groups, and Bill will pull together two men's groups, or one, well, stand up, and let's see what we got probably just one, we'll see. Okay, so women over there, to my left and your right, and you can gather around Gail and Paulia.
Or Bill and Bill.
Well, the men will gather around Bill and Bill.
Right.
Yeah. Amen. So we'll give you about 10 or 15 minutes to introduce yourselves and to talk about what the Lord is doing. All right, now let me get your attention for just one more moment. Let me get your attention for just one more minute. Okay, let me just get your attention briefly. In Hebrews chapter 10, starting in verse 19, we read, "Therefore, brothers," let me get your attention. "Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain, that is his body, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful, and let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching." That's a picture of two relationships. It's a relationship with God through Jesus, because by dying on the cross for us, Jesus opened up a way into God's presence, guilt-free. Amen? A lot of people in church don't realize that, but God's intention is for us to enjoy him without guilt. How many have ever felt guilty? Amen. God's desire is that we approach him without feeling guilty, recognizing that he's already paid the price for our sins. He's inviting us to come and get next to him so that we can experience the transformation we need in our lives. Now, generally, if you're feeling guilty, you're feeling guilty about something you did, something in your life that needs more transformation. Amen? How many need more transformation in their lives? Amen. Well, where's the transformation going to come from? See, if it was in you to begin with, then you wouldn't have done the thing that you're feeling guilty about. The transformation isn't coming from within you. I mean, it takes place within you, but the source is God. And see, God is saying, come on in, get next to me, you know, rub up against me so that you can be transformed. And then as you do that, he wants you to get together with your brothers and sisters and what? Let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds. Amen? So that's part of what happens when we, you know, when we testify, when we share what's going on in our lives. Amen? So do that. Share what God's doing. And if someone needs prayer in the process, you can take some time to pray for them too. But this... You know, today our focus is on testimony. What's God doing? Amen? Amen. Go ahead.
You've been listening to Sunday Life, a radio and podcast program of Life Church in Boston. We hope you've enjoyed your flight. As we prepare to land, please leave the belt of truth buckled around your waist and keep your life in an upright position. If you would like to support this program, or if you simply want more information about Life Church, please visit our website at lifechurchboston.org. As you go on with your day, please remember, Jesus commanded us to go and make disciples of all nations. Please put what you've just heard into practice in your own life, then teach it to others and watch God's kingdom take off around you.